Good evening, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Love and Happiness Hour here on 101.5 FM. I'm your host, Marissa, and I'm here every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m., and you can also find me on Instagram at Love and Happiness Hour. So today's lineup is a very specially thought out one. I'm having a hard time finding the proper words, but I'm going to stay strong because this episode is dedicated to someone very special that passed away 1 week ago today. Brian, you are no longer here with us on Earth, but your spirit will live on forever. You have made such a big impact in my life, and you touched so many people's hearts and just had so much love for your friends and your family. And I believe these are all songs that would make Brian super happy, and I hope it does for you listening too. First up is a song from 2112, Brian's favorite Rush album. Here's The Twilight Zone. host, Marissa. You're listening to the Love and Happiness Hour, and this next song that I'm playing is for lovely Linda. She told me that this was the first song Brian recorded on a mixtape for her. And Linda, I just want you to know that I'm thinking of you, and I'm sending you many hugs from across the prairies. This is Bed's Too Big Without You by The Police here on 101.5 FM. Back in 2001, Queen was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2003, they were the first band inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. They were also inducted into the UK Music Hall of Fame, and in 2002, they got a star on Hollywood Boulevard. According to official UK charts, Queen's Greatest Hits album has sold a little over half a million more copies than the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and almost 2 million more than Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. This begs the question that if, as John Lennon once suggested, the Beatles were more popular than Jesus, then what does that make Queen? This is If You Can't Beat Them by Queen. Keep your chin up when you're feeling lonely. Guys that come to mind when I and many others think of Brian is David Bowie. Here's Moon Age Daydream off The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie. And you're tuned in to the Love and Happiness Hour here on UMFM. I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you.
So I need a little.
Thanks for tuning in to 101.5 FM. My name's Marissa. I'm the host of the Love and Happiness Hour. And if you missed the first part of the show, I had mentioned that this show is in honor of someone who just really, really meant a lot to me and so many others. And I know that there's people listening today from across the prairies, across the country, and even in the UK. And I'm just happy that I could put this show together for everyone, and especially for Brian, and that I can send my love all across the world. So once again, thank you for listening. Rest in peace, Brian. I miss you, and I love you so much. I remember Brian saying that Teenage Head was a pretty cool Canadian band, and I honestly haven't listened to them extensively, but I do know they were formed in 1975 when Gord Lewis, Steve Park, Frankie Venom, and Dave DeRush were students at Westdale High School in Hamilton. This was their first single. It's called Picture My Face. One of the bands that Brian and I bonded over the most was the Beatles. He loved them, I loved them, I loved our chats about them, and he taught me a lot about them. I think he would agree that this is a good choice. This is A Day in the Life by the Beatles, here on UMFM. And though the news was rather sad, Listening to the Love and Happiness Hour on 101.5 FM. This next one is Neil Young's only song to ever reach number one in the States. It features backup vocals by James Taylor and Linda Ronstadt. And anyone who knows Brian knows he had a heart of gold.
Thank you. such a fine line that keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching and I'm growing old. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. Keep me searching for a heart of
And next up will be another band from Winnipeg. This was a suggestion from Linda. This is The Weaker Thens and Sun in an Empty Room.
Thank you. saying that my house was on fire. People laughed while it burned. Well, I tried to run, but my legs were numb. Had to wait till the feeling returned. Well, I don't need a doctor to figure it out. I know what's passing me by. When I look in the mirror, sometimes I see traces of some other guy.
Marissa, the host of the Love and Happiness Hour, and this is a very special episode in honor of Brian Edwards, the Eskinator. And I know Brian loved the Guess Who, and as I mentioned earlier, he also loved the Beatles, so here's the best of both worlds. This is the Guess Who's version of the Beatles' Blackbird on UMFM.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
If you know Brian, you know that one of his favorite bands was The Who. This is Bubba O'Reilly off Who's Next from 1971. Thank you. Another band that Brian and I talked about was The Supremes, and this was their first hit without Diana Ross. This song is called Stone Love, and it's on the Love and Happiness Hour here on UMFM.
Stone Love.
Lights up the sky.
My name's Marissa, and thanks for joining me here tonight on a special episode of the Love and Happiness Hour, dedicated to an amazing person, Brian Edwards. And nowadays, you can tune into just about any radio show online, and I'm super grateful for that because I know that Brian's friends and family were able to tune in around Canada and even in the UK, and they tuned in with open hearts and open ears, and I'm just sending all my love to you guys. So you can find me on Instagram at Love and Happiness Hour, and here on 101.5 FM every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. Looks like we've got time for one more song. This is Tonight's the Night by Rod Stewart on the Love and Happiness Hour on UMFM. And until next week, take it easy.
Va dire maman.